we have a prayer by Elder Mahim.
Our Father in heaven, we come to you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, giving you thanks for this day, day that we have never seen before, but you blessed us to see it. And you gave us this opportunity, Lord God, to praise your name. We thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast that's going out to the world, that you are giving the people space that they, too, can hear this gospel and be saved before it's everlasting too late. We pray, Lord God, that they will come and they will hear and they will repent of their sins, be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. We pray you bless the man of God that is carrying this gospel to the world, Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. Bless the people of God everywhere. We'll give you the glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Again, this is the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Apostle Anthony Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. We invite you to visit us on the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org or theapostolicfaith.com. Reaching out to Lenin Ear, hear the Word of God preached in its fullness by the Apostle Anthony Patterson. Hear ye him.
We thank God for all things. We're so glad to be here. Amen. And we thank God for the reason that we're here.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be here today. And though this pastoral visit has been short, it's been profitable.
Amen.
Thank God for all of your labor in helping with this plan of salvation for all men to get it. It's nice to know we have our own radio station. And I listen to it all night long. And I told myself, you got to preach tomorrow. And you up, listen to song after song after song, fall asleep, wake up, still listening. Bishop Nehemiah singing one time, I go to sleep, wake up, Bishop Shelton singing, I go to sleep, I wake up, I'm singing. Say, well, sir, how far the church has come. You know, the church was in the first grade when we started out. And we were A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, and Y, Z. Now I know my ABCs. Won't you come and play with me? That was 50-something years ago. But some people are still in the first grade. And they've been in the way 40 years, they say. And they're still doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And the Lord has increased the knowledge as the church moved along. they still with their first grade teacher. Don't want to be educated, not even socially promoted. They want to stick with their first grade teacher. But we are now in our doctorate, working on our thesis. And there's people that's been in the way, say, I've been here for 50 years. And you ask them about the Lord, and they say, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Because they're still with their first grade teacher. But the Lord has moved us. We've graduated from first grade. And as he told Apostle Paul, I've appeared unto you for a purpose, for what I've shown you and what I'm going to give you coming down the road. And he said, greater works that we would do. So what our first grade teacher did, we're now doing greater works. And folks think it's sacrilege to say, but I think I've done more than SC did in all his lifetime. I think so. Because I kept the work going when many of them died. I kept the remnant going. Amen. He might have got the vision from God to get the work going, but I think the watering I've done has been pretty good. I've watered the church to keep it wet so the flames of hell can't bother you. And I thank God that he made me to understand the church is no longer saying it's ABCs. If you want to refresh, if you have to spell something, it's all right to refresh that what let us come first. You can go back in and sing it, but you're trying to spell something. You're trying to figure out something. Amen. And the scripture says in 2 Timothy, if a man's going to strive for the mastery, you got to strive to be perfect. You can't just keep what Bishop Johnson gave you and say that's all you need when the Lord is giving you more now. Can you imagine the children of Israel say we were in a good place when Moses left us? Thank God for where Moses brought us. But somehow the Lord told Joshua to get the people and keep moving. Amen. Because they had to be perfected in where they were going. I'm getting you to the land, not flowing with milk and honey, but a land where the streets are paved with gold. The rivers there are crystal. The gates there are pearly. And if I can just get you to put your hand on the gate, it's easy just to open it. Your spirit can open it. You just say Ephatha, and it'll open up to you. I'm glad when the brother was pressed in Baltimore. We were getting ready to have dinner. Said, I'm not eating them. Some of the elders and ministers tried to get the brother, said, at least take a dinner with you. He said, I'm on my way to see Mother now. And he said, I got to see her. So he didn't want to delay to eat. Got in his car and got down the road. And whoa, what something he has that will never leave him as long as he lives. Because he partakes in some journey of a saint. When the master has the host of angels all about him and see their life like a scroll, it does my heart well to know I took her from ABC. And look what I've done for her. And not only for her only. The man of God said, anybody can boast, I might as well today because I feel like it. I feel so good about my work, Ollie, that I've done well. I must say so myself. When the Holy Ghost can take a woman that's body is wrecked in pain, you move it. I hurt her. She told them, physicians, don't touch me. You're going to hurt me. And she was yelling and screaming and hollering. But when the angels finished, all pain was going away. All sorrow and life was done with. All tears are wiped away. I can meet my maker now. Done a wonderful thing with the heart. And when you understand that the book is already written, it has in what has happened and what's going to happen. So if something come down from heaven and they say they came from heaven with something new, you say, no, we already have it. And what we have was good enough for all of them when it started out from Enoch on to us. It's good enough. But someone has to teach you. Otherwise, it will kill you. But if the preacher can get to you, because I was just a little ahead of the saints like it should be. Even though the saints left before me, I got to a first. And I got to the foot of a bed. And the Holy Ghost said, just put your hand on her feet. She ready to walk. That's all she talk about. And she said, I knew he was coming. And she pointed at me. And her children looked up. She said, you all she been talking about. She said, I knew he was coming. And I just began to pray for myself. Dear Lord, give me that opportunity. Some folks just get cut off in foolishness. And never have the space to say, forgive me. Because they use their life in opposition to God. And now they're at the end of it and they need God. And he takes the breath away. Folks get to this point in their life and they want God. And all of the time before this, they didn't even think about God. Everybody want God when they're sick, hungry, or poor. But if you realize you're already rich, if you have him, Amen. You have everything that the word of God ever created, whether it's visible or invisible, you have it. Amen. If you just know how to use the power of the word that you have, right. It'll do marvelous things for you. Amen. So I was thanking God how he let me see when the mother was on her journey, and you can tell the host had her. And they're talking about her blood pressure was 213 or whatever it was, 220 over 190 something. And they said, oh God, I was in the room. And then the Lord sent my reward. They came on in. I told the man to take it with a cup. He went to find a cup and gave us time to pray. They're talking about we're going to give us a medication to do this and medication. We didn't even get a medication time to work. We got with God. He took it and God had brought it all. What a mighty God we serve. And I was telling the young man, what do you do when people just want the healing of God so they can go do what they want to do? They want God to give them a little money in their pocket so they can go and do something else. And when sorrow is a way, they need God to remove the sorrow, and then they take their gladness and go after other gods. He said, you got to do what you got to do. I said, but it's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of an angry God, and that's the one that I, that controls me, so ain't no telling what's going to happen to you if you fall in my hands. But I know this. If you desire to be saved, you got to come by this way. Amen. You got to. I don't care what you say. I'm going to prove this. You can't get up no other way. You are a thief and a robber. Amen. We have the words of eternal life. Amen. And I'm not doing ABCs. The church has moved since the 60s. The church has gotten deeper, higher, and wider in God. Amen. Since the 60s. Craziest thing whatsoever to think that the Lord would not give his church a mouthpiece. That's the easiest thing for God to open his mouth and say something. Amen. But however, we are here. And when I began to pray for myself that the Lord would give me the opportunity, he gave it to all the other men of God. He can give it to me. I began to thank him that Sister Dorothy made it to 70 years old, the first in her family. Margie was 42, they told me. I thought Margie was a lot older than that. She was 42 years old. Had other sisters to leave here at 40 or something, 39 or 38, hear the Lord took the one I laid my hands on. Amen. And she's to the promise. Amen. So don't you know I'm going after God if he can do it for her? Yes. He can do that thing for me. Amen. I understand she was in an accident. Someone hit her and hit her into a pole and totaled her car. But you know what she's saying? Thank the Lord. She's saying, it is well. She's not worried about a thing. They say, ma'am, we can give you a rental car. She declined it. I'll get on the bus. She ride the bus and getting around. I say, Elder Gerald, you take her right now down to that rental place and get her a car. She paid for it with her insurance. Go get it. She was going to take the bus and get around. That's humble, saints. But what I want to have you boast about is that not that you have power over the enemy, but your names are written. And the Holy Ghost told the church, be mindful, because I'll blot it out. Amen. So do the right thing. Amen. Take this time to get it right. Amen. Don't wait. Mother Knock was blessed. Amen. Blessed beyond measure what God did for her. And a piece of her walk. There's a carnal man holding her hand while the angels are talking. The host of heaven was in her heart and mind. She had the experience of Moses, and she had the experience of Daniel. She had the experience of all prophets, even unto John. Because she was able to see. she saw the past of things. Amen. She saw her present. And she saw what will be. So that's why she's not worried. When she testifies, she told the Lord and the congregation of saints, 1980, I said, what are you waiting on? It's time now to serve God. She knew about truth. She heard Bishop S.C. Johnson's voice. But she knew she got to do more than just get the principles of the doctrine. She had to be perfected. And he was now by dead. But his words had gone out. And she said, I got to be baptized in Jesus' name, the Christ the Lord. So she found somebody as she started out. Somebody I know is baptizing in the right way that was taught when Bishop Johnson began to declare the gospel. But see, once you get the Holy Ghost, it leads and guides into all truth. Not just the truth of the past, but the present truth. And when she got the baptism, she knew that was different from when she was baptized Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Her sins were washed away. And then she began to call on the name of the Lord that had the power to deliver. She had been taught by what she heard that your sign that you have received the Spirit of God is he will take the tongue and make a speech to let you know I'm here now. And after that, she kept on moving down the boulevard of blessedness until she got to the blessedness. And when she got there, she met him behind the keyboard. If I can help somebody. And she helped me. She has been a great help to this church. Because she has lent her members to all saints, I don't care where you're from. I'll never forget, as long as I live, while I was at my cave, she drove up. And the Holy Ghost was all over knowing what God was going to do for somebody at the youth conference. A young man that had never heard God take a soul and make that tongue speak. And the young man came by and heard her. And she was getting the attention and talking to them, but it had no understanding. But he was coming seeking the Lord from Texas. And she helped him. She stayed right there hour after hour after hour until that young man heard himself speaking by the Spirit. If I can help, what a better way to help someone walk into the kingdom of God. That's a great help to me. And this young man is now striving for masteries, and he's striving lawfully because he's with the church. Amen. Mastery is something that is perfect, that you have a good command of something. Amen. You wouldn't go out and tell someone to be baptized using the titles, because the mastery that you have by the master builder is that you must be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. Those are principal things to master. Now let's master being perfect like your Father in heaven is. except a man strive lawfully. If you strive to be perfect in all things, if you strive now to have at your beckoning the truth of God, if you have on your tongue the works and the power of God, you can call it to record now. You can reconcile your life in a moment's notice and be all right with God. You don't have to pray and ask the Lord to delay in his coming. You can say, come, Lord Jesus. After he finished his labor and he finished his work, you can say, come, Lord Jesus. Because we're absent from the Lord in this tabernacle. And it's our desire to be present with him. Because we know now that there is something on reserve that not made with hands. And we desire to be with the Lord. Our sleeping time, we will not be able to understand or know, because we go from life to life. So our sleeping don't mean a thing. Amen. Because when you sleep, you don't know anything. When you're dead, you're dead. Amen. Saints sleep. Amen. So you go from life, you just wake up in life again. Amen. And this is the beauty of the walk with Jesus. If you understand, when you start out, you crawl. But you can't stay there. You can't crawl forever. And you can't stumble forever. You've got to walk. And after you walk, then he gonna say you got to run. We are spiritual athletes. And we do a lot of running. The devil is walking. And the church and God is running. He said, I'm walking to and fro. He ain't in no hurry. We ills. We're in a hurry to get out of here safely. And the only thing we can get him to flee and leave us alone is we got to be in God. To be able to talk to God, and the Lord will make him leave us, flee from us. But if a man strive to be good at serving God, and he desire to be lawful, he will be crowned. Amen. Kenny is a crook. Amen. How can he be crowned? Because he did not do it lawfully. Amen. It was never lawful for him to have his hands where they are. Amen. Because God said, Nehemiah. Amen. Nehemiah received his crown. Yes. Why? He mastered. That's right. When he restored the church to where it was supposed to be. Then he is a thief. Yes. Not only a crook, he's a thief. Amen. And he's a murderer. How can he ever see the kingdom of God? And the man of God said he was the worst of all. And he said he is no longer an elder. That's why you don't hear me calling him elder. He's Kenny. Amen. His ordination was taken. Amen. Because the Lord knew what he was going to do. The devil, who is he? Whatever he was, he ain't now. He's the devil. He's a dragon. He's an old serpent. Amen. He's a nut. When he comes to the party, he don't come alone. You invite one person and he come with millions. And you don't clean up for the little small party and he come with a whole lot of folks that are worse than he is. Amen. And bring them to your house that you have cleaned and swept. Kenny is not lawful. Rafa is not lawful. Amen. He's a thief, a con artist, amen,
and a robber. We are lawful. Because God did it. God needed someone to meet Mother Knock on her journey. And seeing she had the principles of the doctrine, she had to be perfected. And where she was, could not perfect. So she came across my path and I came across hers. And we did not then go parallel. We began to now walk together. My first experience with her, I drove her. I became her driver. She said, what is it for the man of God to be driving us? And the other man of God want to get in the back seat. She knew then something was wrong. Amen. How is this man going to humble himself? He don't even know us. She said, he's the man of God. Why is he driving? Amen. Said, he want to drive. So I want to show you something. Let me get you home safe. I'll take even a so-called man of God. I can get them there if they listen. That's right. But see, I didn't come for them. I can't save Kenny. Yet it is, I can't save him. Amen. God can't even save him. Because God has already spoken against him. Amen. He can't change his word. Cannot. It's already etched on his heart. Failed. Discarded. See, and the thing is, we living by faith. He can't even live by faith. There's no faith. He's doomed. The devil cannot live by faith. Amen. He knows his end. That's right. He knows it. Amen. And there's nothing he can do to change it. No. That's why you should not have any part of the devil's work. Because if he can get you to do a little, he gonna make you do a lot. So don't do anything. Don't give him space. Don't talk to him. Don't even consider he exists. All you need is Jesus and Jesus only. He did. Already done. I knew he was coming. Why? Because I called him. And he's there. And for us to partake of a little snippet. Can you imagine what all saints have done before they slept? They left something with them that are living to say, if you now continue rooted, grounded, and settled where I'm going, you are welcome to come. They go ahead of us to make the way safe. Knowing that if I call upon the name of the Lord, he will answer me. That's somebody striving to master, to make sure the life is finished right, that they know that their walk with God have been reconciled, and don't wait to be judged when you see the Lord. It is too late. So when he show you everything, you look over and say, Lord, forgive me for that. Oh, Lord, straighten that out. So you wait and you have these little breaks, but that's the time you have a break to finish what you just saw and think about what just happened. And you get up and you get yourself a cup of tea and consider what you've already seen. And then you finish the whole scene and you wrap it up and you say, I thank you, Lord. Because your life is just that long. And when you have the space in that to say, forgive me, count me worthy, then you've done something. You've mastered the salvation of the soul. Because if you're lawful, that's why when they came down, Moses and Joshua coming down from the mountain, he heard all this great noise. Exodus 32, And he said, it's not like it's a sound of mastery, like they've done something good and they mastered something. It is not the sound of great noise of singing. These clowns done did something foolish. The man of God knew that they had not done good. They had not come and used the knowledge that he took. Wait, I'll be back. They hadn't done anything perfectly, because it would have been a different sound. It would have been a sound of rejoicing that we thank God for all that he's done. It would have been a different noise than what he heard.
Amen. At the 17th verse. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted.
Bishop Johnson might have read this, but you now have it perfectly.
Amen.
You have it now. They've been reading it. If a man strive for the mastery, they read it. But that's the ABCs. There's a different sound in the church when someone has overcome, and in great pain, they still get up and tell, I love the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm going through something in my body, but I'm going to stand in the congregation of the holy, and I'm going to say, I love him.
Amen.
I thought this morning when my father was bent all over and could barely move in pain, but I said, come to me. And he straightened up, and he walked without the pain. And I began to thank God. That was then a sound of the mastery, that somebody knows to praise God and to thank God for what he's already done. It's a different sound than foolish. We don't sound like Kenny. We never did and we never will. We got the sound of the mastery. We mastered the sound of the apostolic sound when we say, I love the Lord. He is my friend. We don't sing worldly things. We sing, when I woke up this morning, my mind was still stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. We mastered the sound of the saints of God when they say, what a mighty God that I serve. The angel of the church bowed down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God I serve. We mastered the words when he said, look on us. I don't care what your issue is. We mastered what those words mean. They're just not ink on a paper.
Amen.
We mastered when he said, this is the reconciliation gospel. We know what we must do to meet the Lord in peace.
Amen.
We don't sound like the world.
Amen.
We don't look like the world.
Amen.
We don't do the things of the world.
Amen.
We mastered the way of Christ. If I'm weak, I say I'm strong. If I don't have nothing, I know how to say I have much. Hallelujah, God. If I'm dying, my last breath is going to be the name of the Lord. If he don't give me another inhale, I'm going to take the exhale and say, thank the Lord. Hallelujah to God. We mastered the way of holiness, because only us can walk on the holy highway. We mastered that everybody must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We mastered the Holy Ghost. We've mastered the perfection that God can do anything. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly that you can ask or think. So if you're having an issue, the word of the Lord come to you. and you turn your face to the angel is at my table. How can you forget the perfect thing God has done? You cannot forget it. I wake thanking him that he gave me another day to praise him. I'm one piece of sand in this earth that's going to praise him and thank him and going to fulfill his words, that there will be some still standing. You perfected that though I'm sick, I say I'm healed. I'm perfected in God. I mastered this. I don't have to look back from where I used to and coulda and shoulda and woulda. I'm all right right now with God. We thank God for every man of God from Peter on. But we thank God for what we have now. Because right now we got the present truth. We've got someone that mastered Peter, mastered the words of Paul, mastered Jesus' words. That can take their words and give you life. Can take your death away from you and give you life. Hallelujah, God. You got something with you that will not let you go to your box and let it be dark. You got light with you. Ask what you will of the Savior, but know that you have mastered waiting on the Lord till you get your strength renewed. Let the doctor say you got an issue with your blood. You've mastered Christ. The woman in the scripture might have had the garment, but you got Christ. You strive for the masteries. You said, I'm striving to save myself. You shall be crowned because you are Lord. Because you are in my company. I don't care if you are weak. You are in my company. I'll make you strong. Because a sound that I hear is a sound of them that have mastered. God has already done what he's going to do. And he's done it in me. He's already saved my soul. I just got to get out of here. And I'm going to make sure that I'm all right with God night and day, night and day, at the evening till the morning. I'm going to be all right with God. When he wake me up, I'm going to have a prayer for mine. Say, I thank you. I praise you. I got one more day. I glorify you. I thank you. Now go ahead of me and make my way safe, because I'm coming home. I'm coming home safe. They came down to a noise that didn't sound quite right. And when they saw what the people had done, they had gone contrary. Not here. Let Kenny look in. Say hallelujah to God. I'm a testimony of Jesus Christ. I can tell you what was, but now I can better yet tell you what is now. I'm the present truth. Hallelujah to God. I'm a living epistle. I know God. Our sound will never be like the world. We've mastered the sound of saints. So when they hear our sound, they say, now that's a holy and sanctified sound. Sanctified means I'm separated from the world. I don't sound like the world. Amen. Don't want no part of the world with us. Amen. If a man strive.
And if a man also strive for masteries.
If he want to be perfect
yet
in what he's
he
doing,
crowned.
Will he not get an A in his class?
Except he strive lawfully.
If he do it, don't cheat. Anybody can get an A in the class if they cheat. But if you're lawful, you go home and you study. Study to show yourself approved. And when you get the lesson, you say, I know this. I remember this. Thank God to give me a mind. I remember this. And you just put down what the man needs to know. Is not that an A paper? Amen. You know it before you turn it in. If you know you didn't study, you're going to be sweating bullets. And you're going to be wondering whether or not, oh, is it A, B, C, or D? And you're just going to bubble in something. But if you know, you'll bubble in the right one and keep it moving. That's when a man has strived to be perfect in what he's doing. He studied ahead of time. Amen. The church is not singing his ABCs anymore. And anybody that think this is not better than what was, then they made Christ a lie. Amen. And let them deal with Jesus. Don't worry about my boasting. You deal with Jesus. I got the remnant. That's the thing that's going to be saved. I don't need a whole lot for him to tear it down again. Give me the remnant and let me do the work. Think about the souls that's gone on with us. Every last one of them. Think on them. All has been well. That's why I'm praying that he give me the same journey. Exodus. Let's let them, for the people that's got to understand by the reading, the letter killeth. It's going to kill you because you're not going to understand nothing unless I preach it.
Amen. At the 17th verse, and when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses,
it wasn't no shout of thank God.
There is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome.
Nobody got them.
But the noise of them that sing do I hear.
What are they singing about?
And it came to pass, when as they got soon down. As he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing.
Singing in the dance.
And Moses' anger waxed hot.
Hallelujah to God. The man of God got hot.
And he cast the tables out of his hand and broke them beneath the mount.
Can you imagine what he was thinking? Here God wrote with his own fingers. And by the time I can get back to you, you have gone contrary to the word. So he break it. What good is it for you? But the Lord said, let's do it again. Let's try it the second time. But you, I'm going to do it right the first time.
Amen.
Can't die and come back and try again. Can't wait for the judgment. Folks think they're going to praise Bishop Johnson's tape and get in, and I'm standing here. I can't give an account to somebody that pressed the play button. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. They're talking about, oh, the Lord is coming, and they haven't assembled themselves at all. Going to sit home and listen to a tape. All right, fine. Okay. See if you can get past me. It sure ain't. But I want you to know, you have sought to perfect yourself. Amen. And you can't do it without the man of God. Amen. Because when you need life, he preaches it. Amen. And you grab a hold to it. So when you wake, you got a thought to think about the rest of the day. Amen. You got something to talk to the Lord about. Start a conversation with you. And you open up the book and he give you something in there. Written on the table of your heart. And I don't care what you're doing. You're walking around thinking about what the Holy Ghost has put you on your mind. And when the Lord lets you see hope. We call those seals. Can you imagine how Moses saw the beginning of all things and began to write it because God took his mind like unto what happened to her. And she's able to converse with you, but she's on a journey inside. Mind on a different course. Heart in a different place. She can't remember sleep. Hallelujah to God. Because the man of God said, whether I was in the body or out, I don't know. But let me tell you what God did. Yeah. She don't know whether she was in the body or out of it. Uh-huh. because who she is can exist in a body or out of one. So she don't know which way she was. But when she left that body went down. Every man of God that the Lord overshadowed them, they lose all of their energy and they go to their knees and they fall to the ground.
Amen.
They left the body because God got the heart and the mind and the soul.
That's right.
If you look at John, the same thing happened to John. You look at Daniel, you look at Ezekiel, it happened to them all.
Yes,
because God has you now. The body is not going to get hurt. But when the Lord get ready to bring you back, he'll bring you back in that same body unharmed.
Amen.
But you say, I've been with God.
Yes.
The Lord has. And you don't come back empty-handed. Elder Gerald didn't come back empty-handed.
Amen.
When he was in the valley, in the shadows of death, didn't come back empty-handed. The Lord knew what he was going to do, so he gave one of his kidneys two portals and gave one of them one. But he knew what he was going to do by it. He came out with a voice of prayer. Mother came back healed from everything. Body touched by God. If you can just understand what God did for her when he lifted her and just carried her away in the spirit. He didn't bring her back in pain. From the journey, she came back free. And your patience. She could talk all day for you because your heart was after her words. Your heart was after what she had to say. What happened to you? Tell me. Testify to me. Let me know what the Lord is going to do for me. Hallelujah to God. Give me something to think on. She went in a lot of pain. But now free. How does physician say, well, you're going to give you some Tylenol. They gave it to her. She spit it out in a napkin. She said, I ain't no pain. I don't need it.
Amen.
She had two or three of them. They gave her. She spit it out in a napkin.
Uh-huh.
They think she's taking it. She don't spit it in a napkin.
Amen.
Passing it on to the church. Say, I think that's Tylenol. The church don't need to be threw it away.
Amen.
But she said, I want you to let you know. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm not sick. Why? She been healed. How can God touch you and you're not healed?
Hmm?
Say, Moses, what is that in your hand? God had touched the staff. What is it? Hallelujah to God. Let God get a hold to it. Now cast it down at Pharaoh. God has touched the thing. It's going to do the bidding of God. When God touched the thing, hallelujah to God, he's your life. So you can live. Oh, look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus Christ and live. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It's recorded that you look and live. Oh, look and live. My sister, live. Live to Christ. It's recorded. Nothing else is coming. Is already recorded. Master what is recorded. And you will be all right. Don't think God is going to do something new and big. He's already done it. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is recorded that you look. If you're dying, just look. You'll live. How beautiful. We can talk about this until Jesus comes. A woman went on a flight with God, came back free of pain. Hallelujah to God. Came back, I'm not sick. They said, we got to see if you hurt yourself. See if your hip is broken. See if your neck is broken. I'm all right. They put it in a cast. She said, I'm all right. She said, you know what I'm talking about. Looking at you. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Hallelujah to God. Start singing songs of Zion. Hallelujah to God. The heart start feeling good about the thing. Hallelujah to God. You ain't got nobody around you moping, saying, oh, crying. Oh, no, thanks and rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Oh, look and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It's recorded that you look. If you strive to be perfect, God will give you a crown of life. And then he told the church, let no man take your crown. You work too hard. You mastered this way. Don't you understand? You mastered this thing. You don't come to church in vain. How many years have you been going Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, month after month, year after year, every day in your room by yourself talking to Jesus, opening up your book and conversing with the Lord. You're looking and living off the things you're reading. How many days have you mastered the way? You mastered how to treat one another. Mother said the most important thing is that you love one another. She got that with Jesus. He said, that's the new commandment that I left, that you love one another. And look at her heart. She don't care. She said, Sister Sylvia called me from Dallas. She said, I thank God. She started naming all. She remembered every spirit that came by her phone that she can say, they called me to see out. I said, I'm all right. She remembered. Most folks her age can't remember what they had for breakfast. But God has been with her. And my job was to give her to the host that have her, that's been charged to keep her. I've done my job. I think I did a good job. I'm willing to do the same for all of humanity. I'm willing to do it all. If you want to meet the Lord in peace, you got to come by this way. Oh, look and live. It's recorded that you look and live. And if a man strive, wants to be perfect, he'll follow the Spirit and he'll come here. He won't go to Kenny. Won't even think about Rafa. They'll come here and look to live. You remember each other in prayer. I want you to read 2 Timothy, the second chapter. And the most important part.
And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned.
Is he not crowned, saints?
Except,
you know he's going to get crowned.
Except he strive lawfully.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.